VMN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. We're talking eBay at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630. And of course, this is not Griff. Griff is hooking up his equipment, his gizmo. So he'll be back with us in just a moment. So let's just talk about other things until Griff gets here, Cindy.
Okay.
So how's your meetup group doing?
Our last meeting was great. We had just a question and answer period, but the neat thing that happened was a very experienced buyer has never sold anything. She came and she gave us so much information. It was unbelievable. And we were talking earlier about Daniel, and I've been communicating with Daniel about his success with that bid on Fusion and looked into it, signed up, and I'm going to bid on something pretty soon, but we're going to have them come speak at our next meetup. But I just sent out a save the date and gave a little teaser about Bid on Fusion coming to speak with us. So I've gotten some good response.
And when is that going to be?
I don't have a date yet. I'm waiting for Julian and the gang to get back with me when they'll be in the San Diego area.
Okay.
It'll be sometime in September.
Will it be Felipe's again?
A couple weeks. I'm not sure. It's going to depend on how many we have.
Okay.
Most likely at one of the Felipe's, yeah.
So you've had that eBay group now 2 years?
Almost 2 years,
almost
yeah.
Almost 2 years. What do you think? I mean, how important do you think this could be to...
Hello.
Hey, Griff.
Hi, Griff.
Yeah. We're just chatting away girl to girl here.
Yeah, well, now there's three girls chatting. Hi, girls.
How are you, Griff? Yeah.
I'm just fine.
I'm always scared anxious, I guess, when I plan the date and everything, because what are we going to talk about? But it never fails. We always have stuff to talk about, and everybody leaves saying, oh, that was so good. When's the next one? So I think that especially for those of us that do eBay full-time and tend to sit at our computers all day, or drive back and forth to the post office, it's fun to meet other people, other sellers, and share ideas. And we try to keep it, you know, mostly positive. But
so,
I'm calling in to ask Griff a question.
Yeah, go for it. He's here with us now.
Okay.
I'm all
okay. Hi,
ears.
Griff.
Hi.
You're all ears.
Yes.
Maybe your camera got burned out looking at that guy down at the swimming pool or something.
I wasn't taking pictures of him.
You weren't taking pictures?
He wasn't my type. He was my age.
Okay. Griff, I just noticed that when I went to my feedback page today, they've changed it to from like the actual sale date or, you know, posting date to past 1 month, past 3 months, past 6 months or something. What is there a rhyme or reason for that?
Not only do I not know the rhyme or reason, but our very own Brian Burke, when asked this question last night, did not know the reason. None of us know why. We don't know why. Who knows? Isn't that amazing?
It's just, I mean, I try not to let things get to me. I roll with all the punches and all the seller updates. But sometimes when something like this happens, then you're going, aren't there a few more little important things that they could be working on than changing this?
I mean, so let me put some insight into this. So every team has a purview. So there's not like a group of it. There's not like this little room full of engineers who deals with everything on eBay. Every team has a section of the site or a process or a feature that they over which they manage and control. So someone who manages or controls that page, for whatever reason, and I don't know why, decided to change that. I have no idea why. And I've been on the road, and I haven't been able to ask.
I know.
Yeah,
it was just weird, you know, because usually they announce stuff.
Well, that's not the kind of change we would... I got to tell you, quite honestly, that's not the kind of change that's going to be announced in a seller update.
Okay.
Yeah, so we group... The changes that will impact a seller in either in any way, to a certain extent, you know, those are grouped into seller updates twice a year. Mm-hmm. These little site tweaks, you may feel strongly about them. somebody might, I personally, as a seller or buyer, I don't care. This is not something, and I'm being honest, I just wouldn't care. This is not something that there's going to be an announcement and a PR campaign and a marketing campaign, and it's going to be in a seller update as it broke it out. And we are changing the way that feedback is displayed, so the date isn't there, just the when it was left by month, 1 month, 3 months, however that we're doing it now. Mm-hmm. I'm not telling you, I'm not trying to invalidate your feelings about this. I'm just, again, I'm trying to set expectations here.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know why.
I feel your pain, Cindy.
Well, I just didn't, I mean, I do, because I do look at it. I look to see when people have left feedback. You know, I do like you do, Griff. I check my shipments, and if there isn't a feedback mark next, like, okay, now why is it that they received it, but they haven't left feedback yet? That's been like 3 weeks. So yeah. I know some people don't ever leave feedback.
As a seller on eBay, I don't even look at my feedback anymore. I used to. I don't anymore. I just don't look.
Right now, I'm looking at my feedback because I'm building my business.
Yeah. Right.
And the ones I love to get because I feel so unsure about the photography, I got a couple that say, it looks just like the picture. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
that made me feel good. That made me feel
exactly as described or something.
Well,
yeah,
Cindy, I hope I can make it to your next meetup.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Okay, thank you, dear.
All right.
Thanks. See you later.
Bye-bye, honey.
Happy birthday next month.
While you were out, we were talking about her seller meetup group in San Diego.
I could hear it. I could hear everything.
I was connected.
Yeah, I was connected way before then.
Oh, good. Okay.
It takes me to change the connection on this Comrex, this portable device. It takes me less than 30 seconds.
That's good. That's good. And you do sound better now. You're not cutting and out like you were.
Well, just rely on the cell phone.
Okay. Well, Griff, I do have somebody else I need to wish a happy birthday to.
Yes.
eBay.
Oh, that's right.
Coming this weekend, 19th birthday.
It's like the Alice Cooper song, 19.
Yes. So, happy birthday, eBay. I think eBetsy put a beautiful eBay cake up on the chat board, and we're all going to be having a piece of it. So,
do you know what that means? By the way, in 2 years, we'll be drinking age.
Yes. Well, at least you can vote now. Though that was last year, but
you could vote last year.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're like most 18-year-olds. We're not going to vote.
So we have on the line, I don't know if he pronounces it Leroy like my father or Leroy, from Fresno, California, known on eBay as Mr. Dash Atari.
Ooh.
Hey, Leroy, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, and Griff?
Going great.
Hi, Leroy. What's up?
Hey, so I sell a lot of appliance parts, and I sold a blender base about 2 months ago. And the lady got the blender base. It's just the motor part. Well, she plugs it in when she gets it, and she hits the on button, and nothing happens. And so she sends me she opens the case, item not as described, and in the message she says, well, you know, did you even test this thing before you sent it out? And I said, well, yes, I did. And she had said that she was really bummed because she saved all the parts, and she'd lost the base in a move, and so she was really excited to see mine. It was the first one she'd seen for sale. And I replied back to her, and I said, you know, I'm sure you're aware, because you owned it for several years, that there is a safety interlock feature, so I won't bore you with making sure that that's done. I'm just going to refund your money as soon as I get home. And she sent me a reply back, and she said, guess what? I tried it, and it works great. You know, everything's fine now. And so I replied back to her, and I said, you know, in the future, you know, you should probably just send a message rather than opening a case and give your buyers a chance to resolve it. I said, because at this point now, I have a defect. And, you know, I've heard these other sellers in the board say, you know, well, because I'm limited to one defect per customer, what incentive do I have, you know, to give good customer service? And I told her, I said, you know, you obviously don't have to worry about that with me. I said, but, you know, just FYI, you know, try to send a message first. She was absolutely horrified that the case was going to somehow be a bad mark against me. So she called customer service. She sent me an email back in through messaging, and she says, I just got off the line with customer service. They are removing the case, and this defect will not count against you. So I was, imagine my chagrin when I looked, and sure enough, it is a defect, and it's listed in my thing. And So I'd heard some other people say that the only way that to get a defect removed is to actually have the customer call into customer service and request that it get removed. It appeared that that happened in this case, but should I reach out to my customer again and
no,
politely
no,
ask
No, leave her alone.
To,
no, no, no. So I would never no? have gone to the... I would have never even brought it up with the customer. Okay. It shouldn't be a buyer concern. What's your current defect rate in your seller dashboard percentage? What is it?
2.6.
Hmm. Well, that's not good. Call customer support.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to slush it, but you know, the area that I'm in, it's really, really, it's really difficult with used merchandise, and people aren't, right. you know, familiar with the model numbers and things. I mean, 2% is going to be tough for me to. It's going to be tough for me to maintain it. That's fine. I mean, you know, it's like a 20% discount. I'm with you. I'm like, I who cares? Yeah. It's just to me. I'm really even more worried about the 5%.
You're not even close.
And I'm taking on, you know, the post office errors, the shipping tragedies. I mean, all those normal things that happen. When you're doing volume, a moderate right. level of volume, I'm right at what I call a mathematical sweet spot, right? So I'm selling used merchandise. I'm not selling new merchandise. And I'm a medium volume seller. I mean, I'm a part-time seller. I have a full-time job. So I don't have a lot of transactions to kind of wash out those bad...
Stay on the line. You know, stay on the line. We're going to take a break. I'll get right back to you. So we got to do this. But don't leave us yet. This segment was brought to you by TerraPeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Coming up next, today's very last segment. Stay tuned for more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Endesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Endesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And La Piste de Resistance, you can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Endesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at endicia.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot.
Scrambling for receipts to do taxes can make anyone crazy, and having to organize them with Outright, the problem solved, along with a bunch of others, like you saving time and headaches, not only with taxes, but with every accounting task you perform. Keep track of all your accounts, all your sales, in all your stores, automatically. No more shoeboxes full of receipts. With Outright, you're always organized. Outright, put your small business finances on autopilot, free, in the App Center.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 280.
When dating vintage clothing, be sure to look at the label. Linda Bottino is known on eBay as top-rated seller Linbot 1 and is the owner of the eBay store Eclectic Resurrection. She explains why it's so important.
Years ago, labeling was completely different. When you're finding a vintage item, if it's got a union label, that is a great way. And it's easy to go online and Google dating vintage clothing with union labels. You can find pictures of all different union labels, and you can really get down to, like, a few years, so at least you can get a good knowledge of, okay, I know it's this decade, and then you have to follow your nose, you know, looking at the zippers and what fabric and the bindings and all that.
Stay connected to all 3 eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where you get rockstar parking, the paparazzi won't bother you, and you can use a silly fake name. Give us a call with your questions or comments. Now, here's Griff and his long-suffering co-host, Lee.
And today's final segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. And we're on the line
with Leroy in Fresno, California, known as Mr. Atari.
Yeah, so Lee, we were talking with Leroy about the recent buyer confusion about a used blender base that he sent, and the buyer thought it was broke, and then Leroy reminded her that you have to put the top on because there's a safety switch, and then she realized, and then she called her. So in the end, this was she had opened a case. So one of the things that will happen next, starting in September next month, is that when a buyer goes to ask a seller a question in any of the possible flows on eBay, the first option will be, I want to ask a seller a question about the item. I don't know how many, do you sell this kind of item a lot, or is just a one-off?
No, I deal a lot in Cuisinart and a lot of, you know, typical used kitchen stuff. And I mean, it's really kind of a labor of love for me because, to me, I'm keeping it out of the landfill. People have their favorite, you know, appliance. But, I mean, you know, things happen. You try to keep your shipping costs down. You don't put everything in a heavy box. Sometimes people get a blender bowl, for instance, and it's been broken. You know, those are some of those things that happen. But I'm not looking to maintain top-rated seller status because I've looked at all the numbers and I've looked at all of my defects. And I have control of about 30 to 35% of the defects that I have, you know, where, I didn't package that properly. I'm going to take full responsibility for that. But the rest of them have been literally buyers that the message that came across was, oh, my God, I just opened a case. I didn't realize. I really didn't want to open a case. And those are from experienced eBayers, you know.
Right. So I want to make this really clear. The theme for today is setting expectations. That's not going to change. So eBay is never going to say to a buyer, oh, are you sure you want to do this? Because it's going to open a case. We're just never going to do that. So what I'm telling, and I'm trying to, again, be realistic, not leading anyone down the path that's going to somehow change suddenly. My advice would be is that for anyone who's selling used merchandise is to make sure that if it's something like the base of a blender, to remind the seller that the item needs to be put back entirely before you can turn it on. I know that sounds pretty detailed, but that's why I asked if you sell this item on a regular basis. If this is the case, I know this works with a Cuisinart. It's not going to turn on. You have the thing on top. So if you sell a Cuisinart base, it may be advice to repeat. And in your collateral that you send both in emails and to in packing slip is to include something that says, hey, it's a used piece of merchandise. I tested it. It's working. If it's for some reason you're having an issue with it or you're not being able to get it to work, email me through the contact. Just send me a message and I'll help you figure it out. That kind of reassurance is going to, when a buyer is going to the contact list, they're going to use the first option that starts showing up in September and not immediately going down and saying, it's not as described. I'm just going to say not as described. So you can actually lead your buyers based on the assurance you give them that this is how I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to make sure everything's right. And then they're not going to, you know, jump the gun. So that would be my advice. I still think it's possible for you to be a top-rated seller. I don't think you should give up so much.
Absolutely not. And Leroy, call us back anytime. We'd love to hear from you.
Thanks, Leroy.
So,
well, Lee,
we're
another
not going to be here next week at all.
Next week's Labor Day vacation week.
Right, and I do want to announce that next Wednesday the 3rd, the Houston Area Online Sellers Monthly Meetup is happening. And that's Wednesday, September 3rd at 7 o'clock at the Spaghetti Warehouse, 901 Commerce Street in Houston. And, of course, tonight is Miami. And where is it going to be in Miami exactly?
It's sold out.
Yeah.
But if you want to take a chance of getting a seat, by the way, you probably would get one. It's the Miami Beach Resort, right in Miami Beach.
Yeah, and show up. Who knows? There may be a seat for you. Also on the 17th of September, the SoCal E-Commerce Sellers Group is going to host Thrifting with the Boys. a.k.a. the Thrift Hunters, at Cirivello's Restaurant in Long Beach. And that's Wednesday, 9/17, 6 to 9 p.m. And the only other thing we have on our calendar right now is there's going to be a Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group fall meetup Friday, October 3rd, and then a big one, the 17th and 18th in Chicago, Ecom Chicago. So we'll be talking more about that as we go through. Well, Griff, have a good one during the next week.
You too.
I'm going to be with my mom. She had an operation this morning, so we've had a little setback. And we're, you know, it's all going to be Ethel all week. So, but I'll be around if you need me. Hello? Uh-oh. We lost Griff. I can't believe that. I can't even say goodbye to him at the end here. So we're going to definitely miss you guys next week. Hopefully you'll have a good vacation during your Labor Day weekend. I certainly hope you're going to take a little time off. Every entrepreneur needs to have time for themselves and their family. You look it up. Every bit of research shows if you work 7 days a week, it doesn't work for you health-wise, and it doesn't work for your relationships either. So do we have you back, Griff?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, good. Okay.
Well, this segment was brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. We won't be live next week. We will be live the week after. So join us on Tuesday, September 9th with eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
34 hopes, 35 hopes, 36 hopes.
What's that?
It's my husband. He's at the bank jumping through hoops. We need some funds quickly to grow our business. He'll be gone all day, pretty much.
Why don't you just go to Cabbage.com? Cut out all this jumping through hoops business.
How would that be different?
Cabbage makes it easy. Their swift process looks at real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score. You get a decision in minutes, and your funds are available to use instantly. Yes, you heard right. Just minutes until Cabbage funds are in your account to use. Up to $100,000.
Wow. Where do I go and what do I do?
First, go pick up your husband from the bank. Then visit Cabbage.com and simply link your eBay store or any online service you use. No paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. That's Cabbage with a K.com. Fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.